We know who it is.
All right. Can you hear everybody or?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll get this meeting called to order.
We'll let Tom, why don't you call the meeting to order?
All right. All right, thank you. The December 18th, 2024 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. Roll call, Mike Angelo.
Here.
Bill Tafuto.
Here.
I'm Tom DiDonatis. Joan Osero and Steve Seidel are absent. Okay.
Bill, this is Megan. Have you been able to hear Tom?
Would you say, can I hear him?
Yes. Have you been able to hear what he said?
Yeah, I can hear everybody. And I said, yes, present.
Okay. And is there anyone in the room right now that hasn't been able to hear Bill? Okay. And let the record reflect that everybody has been able to hear Bill. If that changes and at any point anybody can't hear Bill, please let me know. Okay.
All right.
Go on with meeting.
May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the November 20th, 2024 meeting?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. Oh, Bill. Okay. All right. Thank you. Under old business, there is no old business.
Did you vote? You
seconded. Okay. Sorry. All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Under old business, we have none from last month. So before we start the new business, Megan, would you please?
Yes. Yeah, so we, as Tom mentioned, we're short of board members. And the Zoning Hearing Board has the opportunity to appoint hearing officers to hear cases when we are short a full panel of board members. So it would be appropriate for a board member to make a motion to appoint Tom DiDonatis and Mike Angelo as hearing officers to hear the case of Justin and Danielle Newcomb, 2024-2022, Think Design LLC, case number 2024-23, BMK Construction, number 2024-24, and Scott Rothrock, number 2024-25, which are the hearings scheduled for today, December 18th. Does anybody want to make a motion to that effect?
Does Bill have to make it, or can any of us?
Any of you can make it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to appoint Tom and I as hearing officers.
I'll second.
Okay, and then we'd have to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, and that was passed 3-0. So Tom and Mike are appointed as hearing officers to hear today's cases.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Are we
and
done with
so, Bill, you can hang up at this point if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you. Okay. So before we begin, I just wanted to explain the consequences of having hearing officers today. The hearing officers are appointed to take the testimony that you'll be presenting today in your respective cases, to take any exhibits that you have, to ask any questions. And then you have the right to have the full panel of Zoning Hearing Board members consider that testimony, so we would have the transcript transcribed and sent to the board members with any exhibits that you presented, and then they would make a decision, the full board. You have the right to waive that and have Tom and Mike, who are the hearing board members present today, make that decision without having to have the other board members weigh in on their decision. And then lastly, if you would like to have the full panel here and in present to hear your cases, you can request a continuance to our January meeting, which I think might be January 15th, David?
Yes, January 15th.
We would ask that you waive any deadlines in the that require a hearing within so many days under the MPC, so that we could have that hearing to accommodate your continuance request. But when you come up for your case, we will go over your options again and have you put on the record what your desire is. But we wanted to give you that option before we began, in case any of you did want to make a request to continue to the January 15th hearing. We wouldn't then ask you to sit through any other hearings before yours. So we'll give you a second to consider what you'd like to do. And then if nobody wants a continuance request, then we will start with the next case on the list. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Does anybody want a continuance till January 15th? Okay. Well, then I would call the next case.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Can you come up to the microphone, too?
So if there's no continuance, are there just two voting members tonight then? Is that correct?
Well, it'll be dependent on what you decide. So you can have the full board decide, or you can have the two members here decide.
So if the two members here decide and there's, you know, it's not an agreement, then what happens?
So if the two board members do not agree, then it is deemed a denial of your application. Okay. So we obviously can't guarantee that that wouldn't happen. However, so you can have the full board decide by reviewing a transcript. You can have the two board members decide, which may result in a split decision, or you can continue it till January 15th.
If we ask the full board to review based on the transcript, does that affect the timing of?
No, we would still need to render a decision 45 days after your hearing. Okay. Well, we'd still need to make a decision within that time. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Here we call the next case.
All right. Thank you for your patience. We'll call the first case. The next item of new business is the hearing in the case of Justin and Danielle Newcomb, case number 2024-22. Will the applicant please approach the podium? Will there be anybody else who's going to testify tonight?
No.
Okay. For the record, will you please, both of you, state your names and your addresses for the stenographer, please.
My name is Justin Newcomb. I live at 1676 Sand Hill Road, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
My name is Nathan Weiner. I live at 410.
I'm sorry, is it Wagner?
W-E-N-G-E-R. 410 Wolliver, W-O-L-E-B-E-R Road in Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17467. B. Wolliver.
Go ahead. Thank you. Please present your case.
And before you do that, you were here to hear the three options that you have for the hearing tonight. Would you like the full panel to review your application, or would you like the two hearing officers today to present your make a decision?
Two hearing officers is fine.
Okay. All right, thank you. And you understand you're waiving your right to have the full panel review and consider the testimony at the hearing today, correct?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Right. So I'm here tonight to seek special exemption to have an addition, a little dwelling on our property connected to our garage to house my in-laws, my wife's parents. They currently live in Florida. They need some assistance, and we want to move them up here closer to us, to be with us so we can help them out.
The proposed accessory dwelling does meet all the criteria.
Can you just make sure you talk into the microphone?
The proposed unit does meet all the criteria, all the township criteria. It is over 1,200 square feet. And also less than 50% of the main primary dwellings floor area.
Forgive me, can we possibly go over the criteria, the five criteria?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So for special exceptions, they have the... For accessory dwelling units, they have 12 criteria, 14 to, if we're considering both sections, that they would need to meet. And with the board's approval, I'll just run through these that way.
That's fine. Thank you, okay. David.
The first condition is that one accessory dwelling unit may be established, one accessory to a single-family detached dwelling. This is accessory to the single-family dwelling on the property. It can be, shall contain a minimum of 1,200 square feet for the principal structure. So the principal structure in this case contains 2,987 square feet. Condition three is that it will be less than 50% of the 2,987 square feet. They are proposing 1,469 square feet, which is less than 50%. The minimum lot area must be over 9,000 square feet. Their lot is over 150,000 square feet. The accessory dwelling unit shall not be occupied by more than two persons. Their testimony is that the ADU will not be occupied by more than two persons. The primary occupation of one of the occupants of the accessory dwelling unit shall be to provide health care, domestic housekeeping, horticultural services for the resident or owner, unless the occupant or occupants of the accessory dwelling units are related by blood or marriage to the resident or owner. As Justin has already testified, this is for his in-laws, so they are related by blood to his wife and marriage to him. The seventh condition is not applicable because that regard is in regards to payment for services being offered. Condition eight is that the accessory dwelling unit shall comply with all applicable building codes. Working with Copenhaver and the Newcombs before, they have testified that they will be meeting that condition. The ninth condition deals with one off-street parking space shall be provided on the premises for each accessory dwelling unit. Reviewing this packet, they have provided that additional space. The 10th condition is the accessory dwelling unit shall be located within or attached to the dwelling unit to which the accessory dwelling unit is supporting it, or within an accessory structure located on the premises which complies with the township building code. As the plans that you will see show, that they are constructing a new accessory structure on the property that complies with the township building code for habitable structures. The accessory applicants proposing to establish an accessory dwelling unit relying on on-site sewage disposal have to meet certain conditions. They are stating that the accessory dwelling unit will not rely on on-site sewer and will be connected to the public sewer. And the 12th condition is that the owner must enter into an agreement with the township, which has become standard with accessory dwelling units. And the applicant has stated that they will enter into an agreement with the township. The next two conditions under point B deal with the notifying Derry Township Municipal Authority about the increased demand on the public sewer system. And the last point is accessory dwelling units shall not be considered to be a separate dwelling unit for purposes of determining residential density.
All right, thank you, David. Appreciate it. Is there any more testimony at all?
The only thing I wanted to add was that, not that it's so much of a concern for this, but stormwater, there's already was a stormwater management plan done for the property, and the area where this would be positioned was a stone pad that already had, was already planned within the previous stormwater plan that was actually, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
So it's recent, so there wouldn't be any stormwater impacts either.
All right, thank you very much.
And we'll be giving you you'll actually, your total proposed impervious coverage is 1670, and then the total existing is 1867. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. There we
go. Okay.
That, yeah.
All right.
That's what we're removing, that stone path that's there, so it's actually a net credit. So we're, cutting some stormwater in that area.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the renderings and the detailed drawings. It helps out a lot in reviewing the case. So great job on the drawings and renderings. It makes it a lot easier for us to conceptualize. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mike, do you have any other questions? No? I have none at this time. Thank you.
Let's see if we have anything from the public.
Is there anybody from the public who wants to speak about this request? All right. Thank you. Nobody stepped up. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days to appeal if you are aggrieved in any way. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. The next item of new business is a hearing in the case of Think Design LLC, case number 2024-23. Is there anybody else going to be speaking today, Matt?
No, it will just be me.
Okay, thank you. Can you please mention your name and address for the stenographer?
Yes, my name is Matt Luttrell. I'm with Think Design, and the address is 1332 East Chocolate Avenue, Hershey, PA.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Thank you.
Matt, you heard the options with regard to a decision tonight. Would you like the entire board to render a decision, or would you like Tom and Matt or Mike to make a decision?
With the zoning hearing officer.
Okay. And so you're waiving your right to have a decision rendered by the entire board, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm here this evening on behalf of CocoPax. Christine was planning on attending, but Wednesdays are her distribution day. It pretty much goes from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and as you can imagine, it wasn't a pleasant day out there, handing out the many meals. So this evening, as part of our package, we submitted elevations and site plan, as are shown on the screen here. What we are asking for this evening is a special exception relative to the sign that David has highlighted there. It is above the sill of the upper level window. That is the only two-story portion of the building. It contains a chapel and library and kind of a resource center for children in that area. That elevation specifically addresses the freeway. It's not visible from any of the adjacent neighbors. And it's approximately 800 feet away from the freeway. And if you go to the Appendix A, as represented in the zoning ordinance, the height that we have indicated there is appropriate for that distance. Appendix A indicates that an 18-inch high letter is visible from 750 feet. We're right about 800 feet. And then the logo itself is approximately 3 feet in diameter. So we are proposing to have that sign elevated so that it is visible just for our wayfinding purposes, and that sign is illuminated. To my knowledge, that is the only item that we're here for this evening relative to the criteria. It does not modify the character of the neighborhood as it currently is. The trust has set this up, and as has been shared with us, it will be a future nonprofit center. So you're going to have similar type uses in that area. Adjacent to that is a church, and then behind that are a series of residents and small businesses. They're well landscaped and screened from the building and won't be impacted by this portion of the sign in any way, shape, or form. All other aspects of the sign are in compliance with the zoning ordinance, the material, the illumination, etc., the size of the sign.
So. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And Matt, obviously the neighboring property owners have been notified of this, and no one's come to you with any questions or concerns?
We have not received any questions or concerns from
any neighbors. Okay. Thank you. And thanks again for the detailed drawings and renderings. It's very helpful. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So, Mike, you're done with your questions?
Nope.
Okay. I have no questions for you tonight. Thank you very much. Is there anybody from the public that wish to speak on behalf of this special exception request? All right, seeing none, thank you. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days to appeal if you are aggrieved in any way.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next item up for business is a hearing in the case of applicant BMK Construction, case number 2024-24. Will the applicant please approach the podium? Is there anybody else who will be speaking on the behalf of this case tonight? Okay. You please state your name and your address.
I'm Brett Kane. My address is 9117 Elizabethtown Road. It's in Elizabethtown, PA 17022.
17022.
K-A-I-N.
I do.
And I'm sorry, how do you spell your first name?
Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Oh, okay, Brett.
Sorry, I lost my voice about a week ago, and I've been great until this afternoon. Getting a little raspy again. So.
All right. Mr. Kane, you were present to hear my explanation of your three options today for a decision in this matter. You can have the entire board render a decision. You can have the two hearing officers today render a decision. How would you like to proceed?
The two hearing officers would be.
Okay. And you understand you're waiving your right to have the entire board render a decision in this matter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead with your presentation.
So I'm here today representing Kevin Murray. He recently purchased the property at 35 Almond Drive in the subdivision Coco Towns. We were reached out to make the second access to the home more accessible for him. He's in a wheelchair, so he's limited as far as accessibility. Currently, the only spot in is out front, where they've already handled that. They've created a concrete ramp, but there is a side entrance where there's an existing small patio now, where there's a rather large step. So what we're proposing to do is create a more accessible area, as well as a little bit of an enlarged entertainment area for Mr. Murray and his friends. To be able to enjoy outside. So we are looking for a special exemption because of the proximity we are to the side street. At this point, there's really no other place to put it on the property. Out back is an easement. It's a steep slope with trees. And then, of course, out front would be the middle of the road, the front of the property. So there is an existing patio there. I believe we're approximately 200 square feet in additional of impervious. So there will be that to contend with. It will be we're proposing a concrete patio with an elevated sitting wall around the outside. The layout, the positioning of everything, and the materials has been approved by Coco Towns already. So we have gone through that path. We ran into the setback issue when it came to permitting time. So. It won't alter these. Just thinking that those big things, we worked with them to make sure that what product we picked out that satisfied their requirements in there as far as to create a uniform look throughout the subdivision. So, that's an approximation of what we're looking at. From a view from point, it will extend slightly from the house to the left-hand side because of how narrow that was. It will not extend any farther than the front of the home towards Almond. So it would, the infringement would be on the, is that Glen Road, I believe? Yes, yeah, on Glen Road side. It would be the, but.
Brett, have you spoken to the homeowners association about this yet? And what did they say?
We're fully approved there.
You don't happen to have that letters or anything, do you?
No. Yeah, you have a letter about
it. Yeah.
David, can we make a copy of this then? Yeah, we'll make a copy of this after the hearing.
I can also always email it to everybody if they wanted to see it, whatever works for you guys.
Just make a quick copy.
Copy.
That's good. Yeah, thanks. That was the only question I had.
So. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I have a quick question. I might have to wait for David to get back. I'm not sure what the setbacks are on Glen Road and Almond. I thought they were less than what I saw stated in your application.
50 feet is what we were told, with it being a corner lot.
Okay.
Which put the, actually the entire property not in compliance, which kind of left us a little bit of a struggle as far as where to put it.
I also read that there's some easements on this property or something that make it challenging.
The back of the property. Yeah.
What's that?
The back of the property.
The back, okay.
Yeah. So it left us with the front yard and the side yard to be able to do this with.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, thank you. Is there any?
I just had a question. So for the Glen Road, you would be 33 feet from the sidewalk?
Glen Road, we would be approximately 33 feet from to the
Okay,
edge.
And then Almond Drive, you're 23 feet?
Almond Drive, actually, so this isn't a completely accurate. It doesn't extend past the front of the home, so it will actually be behind the front of the home. So we won't infringe any more on Almond Drive.
Okay, so you don't need relief for Almond Drive?
No, just for Glen Road.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we kind of were trying to create a kidney bean shape to be able to kind of give them some distance away from the home without infringing on Almond.
Okay.
All right, is that it, Megan?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? All right, seeing no one, thank you. The board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days to appeal if you are aggrieved in any way. All right, thank you.
Did you give me an update, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just hang on. You're welcome to leave once David gets the paper back.
All right. All right, thank you. The next item of new business is a hearing in the case of Scott Rothrock, case number 2024-25. Will the applicant please come to the podium? Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can you give
a bit of time, so I apologize if I'm ducking all in a row.
That's all right. Can you give us your name and your address, please?
It's Scott Rothrock, and it's 1038 May Street, Hummelstown. May, M-A-E.
Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Mr. Rothrock, you heard my explanation on how we can render a decision in this matter.
No, don't.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go over that for you. So you have the right to present your testimony today with any exhibits you may have, and we can have the court reporter here transcribe the transcript, and we can present that transcript to all of the zoning board members who are not here today. And then the full panel can make a decision on your case, or you can have the two hearing officers who have been appointed who are present today make a decision on your case.
Well, we won't know for 45 days anyways, right? So.
Well, we do have 45 days regardless of how that decision is made. So we won't be making a decision today.
Right. I'm fine with that.
Okay. So would you like the full board to make the decision or the two hearing officers?
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, you're good with the two hearing officers? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So right. just for the record, you're waiving your right to have the entire board make a decision on your case, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You may go ahead and proceed with your case.
Yeah, I just wanted to put an extension on the side of my house to cover up my car. I just want to put a carport on. I just want to cover up the deck and part of my driveway. I have an antique convertible car that needs to be covered. I don't have no covering for it. A motorcycle and...
I'm having a little hard time here.
Oh, sorry. I have an antique car, a convertible Corvette that I'd like to cover right there, but I can't cover it. And I have a motorcycle I'd like to cover too. What I'm going to do is put an extension on the end of the house right there and extend it out to the road as far as I can. So the Cadillac, the Corvette, the motorcycle, all that blacktop would be under roof, preferably. And I'd like to go back to the to my porch back there where the arrow is. There's a porch back there. Not that one. That one gets ripped off if you approve it. I want to go back to the other part of the house. It's back further and extend that the whole way out. So it'll all be under blacktop, except for 6 feet. Yeah, and I'm a landscaper, so there's a lot of bushes. I like bushes. But it's all under blacktop, all but 6 foot of it.
Do you want to go through the criteria for the hardship? It looks like you've filled them out.
Well, everything right there, the picture he showed, the roof, everything from there back gets black ice on it. You know what I mean? Because the sun don't come up until it gets up past the house. So anything from that carport, this is what they're complaining about. That carport right there, I put on unacceptable. That's why I'm here.
Is that still?
It's still there, but it's not acceptable. It's not township approved, so that will be removed. But that's what I want to do. But I want to go back further, cover the deck, and come out and cover the cars. But from there, right there, it turns into black ice because the sun don't come up till it gets past the house. So any snow or something we get on the driveway, it's a death trap. Okay. And then I have a convertible right there I'd like to keep under roof. That's what I did it for, to keep the car under roof. But then I was told that that's not acceptable.
Do you
then I
have any,
to ask for a permit and a variance.
Do you have any renderings of the proposed?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how good it is to you, but I'll come back with better ones if you do. But I do have one here.
Okay.
Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
work with a better one.
Yeah.
This is my new pond. Yeah. This is my.
I mean,
this is new to me, so.
Yeah.
Okay. See what I wanted to do? Just making a quick second here.
Tom,
he's
can
showing,
you see this?
Yeah, but he's showing. See, right, my house comes out to here, right here. Mm-hmm. So I want to put this all under deck. Now, this is a roof. This is the roof he just showed up there. I'm going to rip this off. And I want to put all this under roof out to the roof, preferably. So this would all be under roof. It's all blacktop. From here out is all blacktop. Right here is 6 foot of dirt. It's deck, but you consider it dirt. To me, it's a deck. It's a deck there. But my house extends right here. Right here, my house extends out. So I just want to cover my deck, cover the driveway out as far as I can. Okay. And what he showed up there, what I have covered now is from here to here. That's what he's showing up there, which is not acceptable. I was reported. But I like to cover up this roof. I'm going to rip this roof off. And I like to extend it back here to cover up a little bit of a deck. A little bit of a deck here, then go out and cover this up. It's all blacktop.
Did I read in the application that the house that's built on the property is a little bit
twisted.
Askew and it's not square to the property?
Right. So it's at an angle.
Do you have hard dimensions
for the
distance between the edge of your property and the house as it exists today?
Feet. It's about 18 feet from here to there.
From the corner of the house to the property line.
18 feet.
Is 18 feet. And you're requesting 8 feet here?
No, that's right here. No, I want to quest the whole way over, preferably. I'll pay for the variance to go to the neighbors if I could. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like to cover all the blacktop that he showed up there. See, the blacktop is over here. Mm-hmm. All this right here is blacktop. The only thing I want to cover dirt is a little bit of a deck right here. That's it. Rip this roof off. I want to rip that off and just make it one roof the whole way out.
All right, thank you.
And
could you?
And I'll bring a better drawing too if it helps you out.
This is
my first time. I wasn't expecting
what you could do, because honestly, I don't I'm pretty familiar with this. You might want to consider doing a
continuance
with maybe a little bit more detailed drawing. I mean, as you can see in some of these other
things, I know we're not expecting it.
Yeah. So it makes it a lot easier to make a decision when we have a lot more details and stuff.
That's what you figured.
Yeah, I mean, so in order to do that, you would have to be, I mean, you don't have to do this. You can let us vote.
No,
I'm not telling you which way I'm going to go, but I am telling you that it's very difficult for me to make a decision without more detailed drawings. So
I would do that.
If you want to do a continuance, then, you know.
15th of next month, you said.
January.
You have to work with David on the specifics of that.
It'd be better if I waited till then and I get better drawings.
I think so.
I've never been here, so this is all new to me. So.
Yeah. It.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Without telling you which way I'm going to go, I mean, I can't really make a decision with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, also, your drawings that you bring to us next month, if you decide to do that, please have specific dimensions on as far as what you want to do. Because if the board votes to grant you the variance, it's on very specific details. So whatever you submit to us, we either approve or deny.
Everything
you could possibly put on there. Yes. Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
And David, I think, would be available to help give you guidance on what would need to be in your drawings.
Thanks,
but,
David.
So are you asking for a continuance then? Okay.
So I'll get you better drawings if that's going to help you out.
Well, we'll have to look at them and consider everything.
I just didn't know if you were going by satellite, if you were going by drawing. I didn't know.
That's
now
fine.
I know.
That's
now
fine. So I just want to make sure, if you could just talk into the microphone, because I need to put on the record that you've requested a continuance and the board has...
I will reach out to Scott on behalf of the township to get an extension from any or a reprieve from any requirements from the MPC based on timelines. We are in the tricky situation where the deadline for January was today.
Oh, that's right.
But that's all right. I don't need to. I'm just a project of start in February or March.
Okay. I was about to say, I would recommend asking for a continuance to be heard in February, because that gives you a whole month to get information together before the January 22nd deadline to be heard at the February meeting.
Well, the contractor will be over tomorrow, so I'll have him do all the detailing tomorrow. You know what I mean? So I can have it for next month if you like, because if we do approve it, I will have to get the contractors in line to get it all started. So if summertime comes, it can be...
Yeah. Well, so what David is saying is that the deadline to set the hearings for January has come.
Oh, so
and so the February would be the first one that we could do. And so and David can talk with you about when that hearing is, but if we could just put on the record that you agree to a continuance to a date to be determined at your convenience and the township's advertising schedule. But in the meantime, you agreed to waive all deadlines required by the ordinance and the municipality's planning code. So you agreed to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And David, how long does he have to comply with the notice of violation notice?
We typically stay a violation while they are in the proceedings of correcting it. However, with this being a unique circumstance where it goes directly to the property line, we were made aware of this through a complaint. I think if this could come down before the hearing, I understand that you're trying to protect cars. I do believe your neighbors are here, maybe work something out amicably there, because I do feel holding a violation for an extra 2 months.
That's fine with me. I'm good with that.
Okay. So that would
important. I didn't think it was a big deal, but
yeah, that would probably be the best solution, where you no longer have a violation on your property and you're seeking the variance for what you actually want. Because through talking to you, this was a stopgap measure. This is not what you wanted.
Right.
This is just what you threw up in the meantime. Temporary. So if you take that down, it clears the violation and it allows you to proceed with exactly what you want. Obviously, that's not saying that the board will approve everything right. you want, but
it looks better.
It gets you a plan, and it also gives you time to really lay out where everything has to go to. If there's any fat, you can trim on the plan to even offer a 3-foot setback or a something to just, again, trim the fat. But the February hearing would be on February 19th. So you would receive your decision on March 19th, which is still, obviously, as you know, just heading into the building season for most contractors. And should depending on the winter.
It'd be 4 days or something, right?
So we typically do not take the full 45 days to issue a decision. It's typically at the next meeting. We do reserve the right to take the 45 days in case there's any extenuating circumstances. But typically, if you were heard on the February 19th meeting, I would expect you to have your decision by March 19th.
Will do. I'll take it down tomorrow. Or first tolerable day.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
The 19th.
Yes.
You guys
yes.
send me a letter, or do I got to write this down? You going to send me a letter saying it's a continuance, or do you want me to write it down? And
I have your phone number. I'll call you tomorrow to recap everything and kind of go over what exactly you should be providing. Okay?
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. All right. Since we have no other new business and there's no other business. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, even though it's a continuous.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we open this to public comment?
Yeah.
If they'd like to, yes. Or they can come back at the...
Well, I just have one question. I'm willing to go on record. I just want to make sure that he has to take that question.
Yeah, do you want to come up to the microphone? We record the meetings for people who want to listen to the meetings and aren't able to come in, and so we need you to talk into the microphone so everybody can hear you.
Please state your name and your address, please, for the record.
Christopher Gabner, Golf Alpha Bravo November Echo Romeo.
Can you just say you have your GAB anymore?
That is correct. 1012 Southfield Court, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17111.
I do.
All
right, thank you. Go ahead.
So I just want to have...
Before we get started, can you clarify your standing in this, why you were speaking?
This is my uncle. He has very limited vision and hearing. So basically, I'm going to speak on behalf of him because he's the neighbor to Mr. Rothrock's home.
Okay.
And can we get his address and his name?
Oh. James Gabner,
okay.
Jr.
Okay.
I live at 1026 May Street, MAE, Hummelstown.
Okay.
Just wanted to establish that there was standing in the case.
Thank you. Yep. All right.
So really, I just want to make a statement of confirmation that he has to take that structure down. Is that
am
I understanding that
correctly? Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, and it... again, trying to find amicable solutions, and it sounds like Mr. Rothrock is agreeable to that. It sounds like this was never the intended project.
Yeah, totally cool with that. I just wanted to be on record.
When the new project comes back, you will be notified, Mr. Gabner, you will be notified again, and that, again, will be February 19th, and there will be public comment available there as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Yep. No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak on this behalf?
Hello. My name is John McKelge. I'm at 445 East Main Street, Hummelstown. Obviously, I was a little tardy for the hearing on the signage for the new place on... which is the Hershey Trust. I think it's Coco Packs and...
But awesome. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, could you repeat your name, please?
Repeat it?
Yes.
John Bekelja.
And I'm sorry, could you spell that?
B-E-K-E-L-J-A. That is 445 East Main Street. I'm directly behind the building that's being erected.
Well, we had closed the hearing, and the applicant has left. We can take your comment, and the board will give it the weight it's due.
That's fine.
Okay.
I didn't think I was going to alter a decision anyway.
Okay.
It's just that, so I just received a letter because I guess I'm an adjoining neighbor, and I just wanted to make the comment that if there was an approval already on hand for the construction, back set, everything should already have been said and done. So to go now and ask for something else, I think is a little underhanded. Not only that, but we've all gone to different places throughout the country where we thought things were done very tastefully, and Hershey is no exception. It's a very, it's a really nice place to visit, and a lot of people do. And I just don't think that putting up extra signage, and I don't know exactly what type of signage we're talking about here, but I'm assuming maybe lit. The facility that's being put in is nonprofit. I don't know that we need to advertise from the highway because you couldn't see from any other area. So in lieu of making an eyesore of folks coming into our community, I don't think that some extra signage or enhancement of what may have already been approved, which I don't know of, I think is probably we should let stand, because to do extra at this point would probably be not good for the future. And there is a lot more development going to occur in that area. So if we just make a big casino, so to speak, out of that area, I don't think that's what we want to do for Hershey. And so, I don't think that's what the guests coming into Hershey are actually looking for. So that was my comment. Thank you for your time.
Yep, I'll take this second just to show you what they are proposing.
Oh, that's great.
The sign that they've got that they're seeking relief for is 28 square feet. The reason why they had to come before this board is our ordinance does not allow signs above the lower sill of an upper story window. So if you look at the screen, the sign I'm circling is clearly above the lower sill of an upper story window. The size is compliant. The property is compliant with signage. It's just a quirk in our ordinance that we don't, it was honestly put in for hotels. We didn't want hotels building a big parapet wall to put a big sign up. It affects businesses like this where they can't put the sign on that face anywhere else besides the top. They are trying to advertise to the highway, but with 28 square feet from there, 800 feet away, or 800 feet from the highway.
My question is, where they are located right now, there is a substantial amount of land to the highway. So obviously there's going to be in the future, or could be in the future, something out towards that way. So once again, once you start with all the signs, I mean, I'm not really better than Scottsdale, Arizona, where you only put a wee little tiny wooden sign in front of everything, and everybody seems to think that's so beautiful.
Whereas
we have an opportunity right now to make sure that, you know, we think about that.
Yes, we are. I know Chuck and I'm the assistant director of community development, and Chuck's the director. We are very cognizant of signs. We are proud, especially the downtown core. When you drive through, it's not
And I agree.
So, and that's what we look for here as well.
I'm glad you let me have a voice.
Absolutely.
I just think, you know, I'm sure you guys will do what's best for the community and for the future.
Yes.
Of that, you know, that area. Because, you know, you can make mistakes and then you can't really go back once it's all gone, you know. You can always say, we shouldn't have done that, but now's the time to really think about that.
Yep.
So thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Yep.
Marched in like that.
Oh, you're good.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good night. Is there anybody else? Seeing no one else here. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The board is adjourning into executive session to deliberate on the cases heard tonight. Thank you.
My man. The chairman right
there. Where are we at? Rich hasn't even started, did he?
He did not escape.
Well, there were a lot of questions asked.